Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, what is the fifth column and how does that impact you? We go back through Yuri Bezmenov. Some of you might remember we've done podcasts on this before, but it's a really good refresher. If you haven't heard it and if you've never heard it, wow, this will blow your mind. It's very important. Yuri Bezmenov walks through in great detail how to overtake a nation when we compare it to the news of the day. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. You can get engaged and get involved at Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. Become a monthly supporter today, charliekirk.com/support, and you can get engaged or get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Come to our Student Action Summit at tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Many of you are probably in a state of frustration when it comes to our economy. Worry, anxiety, totally understandable. I share a lot of those concerns. But there's also a sense of confusion. Because when I travel and I talk to the American grassroots about what's happening in America, the consensus I receive is, Charlie, why are we doing this to ourselves? Why does it seem as if this entire destruction of the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world, the most wealthy nation ever to exist, the most generous, benevolent, charitable, entrepreneurial, productive nation has decided to stop being those things? Why are we deciding to end the prosperity? Why are we making a conscious series of decisions to go a different direction? We're going to talk about gas prices, we're going to talk about inflation, but we're going to weave all of the news of the day into a strategy that used to be considered to be a military strategy as to how and why our republic is slipping out of our grasp. The best explanation could be a metaphor called the fifth column. The fifth column describes ancient warfare strategies. When ancient armies used to go invade a city or go to war, they would have four columns in the battlefield, four columns of soldiers, a two-by-two formation. But the most wise generals and the ones that were more like most likely to win in warfare were ones that had a fifth column that was not seen on the battlefield. The fifth column wouldn't be the 4x4, the fifth column consisted of spies, infiltrators, defectors within the city gates of the city they were trying to infiltrate and invade. You see, this idea of the fifth column is asymmetrical warfare. It is trying to change the hearts and minds of a nation or of a civilization before you ever try to reach the waters, the beaches, or try to actually get into the country you're trying to penetrate. This idea of the fifth column was actually used by Alexander the Great's father, Philip II of Macedon. That's actually where we get the phrase from. And it's been used. Actually, Ernest Hemingway wrote a book in 1938 called The Fifth Column. In the Spanish Civil War, this tactic was used. But essentially, it's that it's not as important as to what you think you are seeing. It's that there might be something underneath trying to infiltrate, start fires, sow division, trying to rip apart the fabric of your nation and your civilization. This is what needs to be your primary focus. This is what needs to be your primary concern. The fifth column as we see it in America today, as I read out of Bill Federer's phenomenal book, Socialism, The Real History from Plato to Present, is what is defining the decisions that are being made in our nation. Cicero, one-year Roman consul and one of the smartest men ever to live, said the following: "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banners openly against the city. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a society. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is to be less feared than an infiltrator from within." Now, this psychological warfare tactic of being able to infiltrate a nation or a society is nothing new. It's been written about extensively. In fact, our government used this in other countries and has used this for many other countries, You look at the KGB tactics of what they did to many Western nations, it should be no surprise that instead of trying to invade America, to try to drop bombs or drop missiles on our republic, that it was much more prudent for them to infiltrate, to wait, to indoctrinate, to take over the educational institutions. Eisenhower said to Congress in February 2nd, 1953, "No single country, even one so powerful as ours, can alone defend the liberty of all nations threatened by communist aggression from without and subversion within." What we have to recognize and realize is that the great threat to America is not Vladimir Putin, even though Putin is a war criminal and a scumbag and all of this stuff. The great threat to America can be said as China. China has done a lot of infiltrating of our nation, but instead it is the American left. The American left has gone on a multi-decade, multi-generational patient campaign to go through the deliberate steps to break the back of our morale, to demoralize us, and almost with just incredible precision following the actual KGB playbook itself. How do we know what the KGB playbook is? Well, as we talk about this idea of the fifth column and how it has been an insurgency against our republic, we were able to learn for a short period of time before he died from a KGB defector who was actually stationed in India and defected to the U.S. Embassy in Greece and then eventually found political asylum in Canada, a guy by the name of Yuri Bezmenov. We've talked about Yuri Bezmenov before in our program, but it's somebody that every single American patriot needs to be aware of. If you are a grassroots mom or dad or a student, and you're wondering, where is our country going? What is happening to our republic? Why are we doing this to ourselves? The introduction of the ideas, the tactics, the strategy of Yuri Bezmenov clarifies it perfectly. You see, Yuri Bezmenov, being a defector, was actually an effective infiltrator for the KGB in other nations. The KGB being the secret police force of the USSR, the Soviet Socialist Republic states, they understood that they were not ever going to break America through a mass amphibious invasion. They were not going to break America through a bombing campaign or a blitzkrieg. Too powerful, too strong. The will of the American people were too resilient. Instead, a not so subtle but strategic drip campaign through the 60s and 70s. First, they must make you feel as if there is no truth and there is no right or wrong. The sexual revolution was largely the conduit for that. The free love campaign, the mass distribution of psychedelics. In the 70s and 80s, the infiltration of the academies took place, where most conservative-minded people went and bought and ran and went into business, bought into business, ran businesses, started their own businesses. Where the cultural Marxists embarked on a campaign to go after your children. We're going to talk about how this fifth column was formed. The fifth column being the military operation, the metaphorical military operation from within our own nation. Lincoln knew this too, America's greatest president. And at what point is the approach of danger be expected? I answer, if it has ever to reach us, it must spring amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction would be America's lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Because there's an enemy within the gates. Have you noticed that it's becoming more expensive to take care of your overall health? That's why I love my friends over at Centurion Labs. They've combined vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper, and quercetin in one pill to save you money. It's called the Centurion Defender. It defends all your immune systems against allergies, cold, the flu, and the Chinese coronavirus. Who knows when the next wave will hit, and we want your immune system to be prepared. All you have to do is take the Defender with breakfast and one Defender with dinner and keep living your life. Now is the time to defend your health, your save money, and support a company that shares Christian values and loves this country. Check out Centurion's website, and they have all kinds of health supplements. Whether you're struggling to get pregnant, desire a healthy pregnancy, need a cough medicine to get you back to work, wish to have an energy drink that is actually healthy for you, or want to defend your overall health, Centurion can help. They have dedicated the last 15 years to research to develop a safe, effective, and affordable product made in America that you can trust. For a limited time, Kirk listeners can save 20% off their first order of Defender when you go to CenturionLabs.com/Kirk and use promo code Kirk. That's CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk. That's CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk. Yuri Bezmenov was a Soviet defector. We learn more from Yuri Bezmenov in a short period of time than we could through decades of research into the KGB. He was a Soviet journalist, and he unfortunately died in 1993 in Canada, but we have plenty of his teachings on camera, his revelations of who is the KGB? What is the USSR trying to do? Now, what he was able to articulate is a four-part process that a fifth column type insurgency would execute. He said this is a playbook that is used by the KGB and yes, even by the CIA in many countries. You might hear the term color revolution. You might hear the term kind of counterinsurgency. All these things can depict this. But Yuri Bezmenov talked about the four-step process of how you destroy a nation, four stages of ideological subversion. The first thing you must do is phase one, demoralization. You must educate an entire generation in Marxist ideology. So let's just kind of go through a refresher. What is Marxist ideology? Well, Karl Marx was an author alongside of his friend Engels, who made some very serious arguments, observations. Some of what Marx talked about was totally true. Some of it was complete and total garbage. And some of it was so evil, you could just say it's from the pit of hell. He believed religion was the opiate of the masses. He believed human beings were naturally good. He believed that private property was a moral stain on humanity. He believed that capitalism, at its core, was about exploitation and oppression. Now, some of the things he did talk about that were true was that in markets, competent people are going to raise to the top of the competency hierarchy, and they're going to dominate and keep a lot of the goods and services for themselves, and that certain people are going to do better. He basically was talking about the inequality of the distributions. Inequality of distributions is what Marx would talk about. He took that idea and then extrapolated it into such venomous prescriptions for public policy. So stage one, according to Yuri Bezmenov, is you must demoralize a nation. He argued that it would take 15 to 20 years to properly demoralize a country. Why would it take that many years? Because that is the minimum amount of years required to educate an entire generation of students. In my personal opinion, the clock started right near George W. Bush's election. I believe the clock for ideological subversion. Yes, of course, it started with the Marxists getting ready for their four-part process. My personal theory is that this four-part process, as far as the years, as how specific Yuri Bezmenov was of how communists overtake a country, started it right near year 2000. In year 2000, you started to see the Diversity is Our Strength campaign. You started to see Equality for All, Silence is Violence. You started to see an accelerated pace of some of these insurgency movements. And so what you see is a multi-pronged process that then unfolds. Now, Yuri Bezmenov talks about this as a model that then can be implemented at any period of time. He was not talking about a specific period of time. What he wanted to do and what the KGB would want to do and what a communist infiltration would want to do is to expose a citizenry to these Marxist ideas that truth could no longer be deciphered. So the first stage is mass demoralization. Now, they tried this in the 60s and 70s, but it was not successful for a couple reasons. But in year 2000, demoralization through public education, the cartel of the colleges, the advent of the total manipulation and takeover of mass media, all of a sudden this goal by the Marxists, the cultural Marxists, started to become more successful. They got a president elected in 2008 with Barack Hussein Obama. And then in 2012 through 2016, all of a sudden, they were at the precipice of what phase two would be. Phase two would require a mass destabilization event. I wonder, have we lived through a mass destabilization event recently? We'll have to think about that. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, and that is where a massively important organization called Second Vote comes in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how you spend your money. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it does not happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 per year, but if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie. That's secondvote.com, promo code Charlie. This is Yuri Bezmenov. Let's play cut 89, KGB defector, explaining the concept of ideological subversion. Play cut 89.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivne meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
That is otherwise known as gaslighting. I want to reemphasize something you said. Change the perception of reality. If that doesn't summarize the transgender LGBTQIA+, moment that we are in, I don't know what will. Change the perception of reality. It's my truth. There is no truth. When you go to college campus and you say, I want to find the truth, they say that's transphobic. If you ask them a question of what is a woman, they say, well, a woman is anyone who wants to be a woman. But you say, no, what is the definition of a, like, what is the thing, the woman, not the circular reasoning of who can become a woman, but what is a woman? It is a strategy. part of demoralization is to have it where no one can agree on anything meaningful. It's really close to where we are, isn't it? I could find a study right now that says that the Pfizer vaccine is the greatest thing ever for 6 months old. And then I could have 10,000 scientists that completely disagree that say that it is a toxin-filled shot in all of this. Dr. Malone and Dr. Ryan Cole. Change the perception of reality. You can't agree on the most fundamental things where we are not able to come to any form of sensible conclusions or consensus. Cut 90, Yuri Bezmenov talks about how we demoralize a country. Play cut 90.
The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism.
Now, mind you, this was back in the 50s and 60s. So what he's articulating is it's being pumped into the minds of American students, and then they become the professors who then teach your children and grandchildren these ideas. While many American families were attending church and building businesses, they were doing the work of infiltration. They were doing the work of taking over the institutions. Phase two, to take over a nation via the fifth column from within, is destabilization. Now, according to Yuri Bezmenov, destabilization only takes 2 to 5 years. I make the argument that the communists, the cultural Marxists, the postmodernists, the deconstructionists, the critical race theorists, the sexual anarchists, all these people in the 50s and 60s, they thought that the 80s was going to be their watershed moment. My personal opinion is that they tried their best to break the nation, and they thought they were going to have it with Jimmy Carter. They thought they were going to have mass destabilization, what they called stagflation, in the late 1970s. And my personal opinion is Reagan reset the clock. I think Reagan's greatest contribution to America was not economic policy, but it was a resurgence of morale and patriotism and an agreement that the American family matters, that our history is worthy of appreciation, and an unapologetic defense of the American experiment. Ronald Reagan in the 1984 election achieved one of the great landslides in political history, let alone American political history, where he won every single state except Massachusetts, either Massachusetts or Minnesota. I can't remember which one. I think it was every state except Minnesota. He crushed communism in almost every form. It was Minnesota, yeah. Thank you. And Washington, D.C., of course. The only two places Reagan couldn't win was D.C. and Minnesota. I believe that Reagan reset the clock and set back the cultural Marxist plans significantly. Cut 92, stage 2, part 1 on destabilization. Play cut 92.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems.
Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. I believe that the Chinese Fauci coronavirus in 2020 was the beginning of the clock of their attempt to get stage 2 and 3 and 4 done. I believe that was their way to do the Great Reset and mass destabilization. Yuri Bezmenov continues in play cut 93.
And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast.
He couldn't believe it. This is in the 1950s and 60s. He couldn't believe how many Marxists there were. He couldn't believe the influence. And we don't even see it from within because we're not the ones that study it and workshop it. He's the expert of it. You know what it would be like? It'd be like those of you that are committed Christians. And you would go into a country that you thought that was very secular atheist. And you saw people all of a sudden saying, well, and the truth will set you free. And crosses on windows and people talking about the gospel of Matthew. You would be, you're better attuned to kind of be like, well, that's interesting. And this country's a lot more Christian than I thought it was. The point is that when you have a trained eye of you're an immersed in a specific philosophy, ideology, or religious belief or political belief, when you go into a new environment, you're going to be able to pinpoint that better than most. And that's the story of Yuri Bezmenov. I believe we are living through an attempted destabilization. It takes 2 to 5 years. The clock is perfect, isn't it? Started in the spring of 2020. I think we're just hitting that destabilization curve. Cut 94, though, is what I'm afraid we are heading for next. Cut 94 is the thing we've been trying to warn about. Cut 94 is mass material loss, otherwise known as a crisis. Play cut 94.
The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now.
6 weeks. It could take just 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. The Dow is down how many points today? Wow, the Dow is below 30,000 at the recording of this right now. It's down 716 points, 29,952. 6 weeks. I don't even know if the 6 weeks clock has started. But if you have the steps prior, the steps prior of demoralization, destabilization, and crisis, then what is the fourth step? The fourth step is what they call normalization. As the fifth column works within your nation, normalization is the one where they complete the cycle. Normalization is a very cynical expression, though, and it was borrowed actually from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into then Czechoslovakia in 1968, Brezhnev said, now brother Czechoslovakia is normalized. If you allow them to destabilize, break your will, and have mass crisis, then they will, quote, normalize. It's an ironic phrase. It's anything but normalization. Play cut 95.
And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with the benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not.
He mentions Mondale by name, the very man that Reagan just ran into political oblivion, he being from Minnesota, which is one of the reasons that was one of the only states Reagan didn't win. You are living through the four steps: demoralization, destabilization, attempted crisis, and eventually normalization. Cut 96, Yuri explains how leftists such as professors and civil rights defenders are instrumental. You sending your child to college is exactly what the Marxists want you to do. Play cut 96.
Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
They will be lined up against the wall and shot. Look, free speech, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Our rights are being destroyed across the board. And look, many months ago, I told our team, I am sick of paying all this money to these cell phone providers that hate me and hate our values. So I said, go find that really cheerful guy. I think his name was Glenn at one of our events, and he kept on wearing the Patriot Mobile shirt. Found him, sat down in Dallas. We had a great meeting. And I vetted Patriot Mobile head to toe, their business model, how they do things. And I was convinced that we must partner with them. They're not only America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, they're one of the few companies fighting back. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carrier. So you get the same great service plus the peace of mind, and your money is combating the left's attempt to silence you. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. Patriot Mobile shares your values, and they support organizations fighting for religious liberty, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, like Turning Point USA, and veteran and first responder heroes. So here's how it works. If you have a big major carrier, you are funding the bad guys. That money might as well be a check, Democrat National Committee. Or you could have it go to Patriot Mobile, where they give their proceeds back to Turning Point USA, veterans, and amazing groups. It's a no-brainer. So go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Between the left, the media, and all these rhinos, we need to stick together. Patriot Mobile helps you do that. It's a way to engage in the corporate warfare that's happening. So do me a favor, check it out. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. We've switched everything over, and we love Patriot Mobile. Producer Andrew is a massive fan. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Don't give your money to BLM or the Alphabet Mafia or whatever when you are doing the regular thing. Instead, make the switch, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. We're living through this moment where we must recognize and realize that from within, we have the enemy trying to destroy us. It's a military tactic that is nothing new, trying to have insurgencies, information, informants. But what's so interesting is as you walk through the phases, demoralization, educate an entire generation in Marxist ideology. And for parents out there, it's important to recognize that the education is not just happening in traditional brick and mortar ways. It's happening on TikTok. It's happening on Instagram. This is why what we do at Turning Point USA, in my personal opinion, is one of the most important fights that we have on our hands right now to save Western civilization. It's a long-term fight. It's a fight for the heart and soul of the next generation. You're going to see some victories because of the educational movement we have at Turning Point USA. But long term, that's really when you're going to start to see the fruit. And the Marxists, they've been far more patient than we have. They said for 60 years, maybe even longer than that, we're going to teach your children that truth is nothing more than a construct, that America's a colonialist, racist, homophobic country. And then they come into the destabilization, that they want to break down your economy. I believe that since the virus came to our shores and our incredibly inappropriate reaction to the virus, lockdowns, vaccines, empowering Anthony Fauci, who now has COVID. I have money that Anthony Fauci is going to take ivermectin to try to treat COVID. Ever since our reaction to COVID, not COVID itself, we have begun the process of destabilization. And you think about it, America is so strong and so wealthy, having us do this to ourselves is the only way this could have been possible. Yuri Bezmenov said in this quote, that the only way and the basic purpose of subversion is to mess up the perception of reality in your enemy to such an extent that he does not perceive you as an enemy. And your system, your civilization, and your ambitions appear to him as an alternative. You cannot subvert an enemy who does not want to be subverted. He continues by saying, the highest art of warfare, the highest form that you can fight on, is not to fight at all, but to subvert anything of value in the country of your enemy until such time that the perception of reality of your enemy is messed up to such an extent he cannot even tell you're an enemy. And then you could take your enemy without a single shot being fired. The fifth column, as the Philip II of Macedon would call his secret weapon, is being deployed on us in America today. What does that mean for our nation? What does that mean for our country? It means we must identify the insurgency. We must understand that we must build new institutions and know that the enemy is inside the gates. And yes, we must crush the insurgency, similar to what Ronald Reagan did in the 80s. But the sooner we recognize and realize that that fifth column is trying to debase our country, that this is not some sort of random occurrence of events, but it's being done to us, by us, then victory becomes a lot more attainable. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.